Correct couples.
Okay. Fast and Furious.
How was the wind out there?
You know, the wind was, it was difficult. I think yesterday was windy too. But I think it blew a little harder today, and you know, I didn't hit the ball that close a couple times, but overall, you know, the bogeys I made were three putts. A couple of them were misjudging the wind, and then I got kind of lucky on 16. I misjudged the wind too with a wedge, 118 yards, and I hit it, you know, underneath grandstands, but I chipped it 20 feet by and made it for par. So I struggle that way, but really the, I mean, I three-putted number three from really not very far and not a hard putt. Then I three-putted number eight, which, or seven, was a difficult one. And then I three-putted another one, I think number 11. You know, you just can't do that. You can't get any momentum. And when, you know, you look at the leaders when you're out there playing, I mean, you have to do that. And they're playing extremely well. They're getting 11 and 12, 13 under. Now they're even more. But at the time, you know, you start to press a little bit when you're six under par. And, you know, the shots don't come off as easy. But that's to their great play. I mean, to go around, I think they're fourth, both of them are what, 15? I think that's incredible. And it is because they're pretty much lapping, you know, everybody. I mean, Brant Joe played early, still was difficult, had an unreal score. But I think, you know, there's been one of those every day. So he's 9 under. But if you take away his score, you know, they're 7, 8 shots ahead of the next guy, and he's moved up from a hell of a round. So he's right there. But they're playing great golf. And, you know, go out there tomorrow. I felt it was hard. I didn't play any last year except a couple times. And to be honest, it was hot and humid, and it was really hard for me to grip the club. My hands were dry but very sticky, and you know, to be honest, it's not something you just do overnight. And I hit the ball okay, but there were a few shots that, you know, even when I was over it, I just didn't feel that good. So maybe tomorrow it'll feel a little bit better. But, you know, I know that's a weird comment, but when it's, I mean, I am drenched, and I was drenched on the range and wearing a white shirt, but just the gumminess was an odd feel. It was really hot today. It was nice. And then ending, I you know, the crowds here are incredible. I did not think we'd get this many people, and I don't know how many there are, but they're everywhere, and it's very supportive and fun, and, you know, it's a great event, and I just need to play a lot better tomorrow just to move up.
And one other thing, you said they're kind of lapping the field, but do you think someone could catch them tomorrow?
Well, you know, they have 17 and 18, so... You know, if they play them even par, maybe one of them bogeys a hole. They're hard. It's not like you just cruise there and par 17, 18. But I mean, Brant Jobe's third. Is that correct? He's 9 under. I mean, Kenny Perry's a top-notch player, and Kurt Triplett. This is a guy who can really, really play. So if they shoot 1 or 2 under, one of them. You know, then Job's got to shoot 8 under again, correct? If they par, they shoot 2 under for 17 under, he's got to shoot 62, 62. I just don't see that happening, but don't tell him that. So, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, I went out there today. I thought I would shoot a better score. I didn't, but, you know, I felt okay with a 70. It didn't do me any good, but I still felt okay with it. And tomorrow is... You know, the challenge is, you know, it's a real good U.S. Open course for us. You know, I feel like I hit the ball far enough, but you still got to maneuver it around. The greens are really tough. The first 2 days, you know, I putted much better, but today was just really in the wrong spots. And even though you're not trying to get it on some stupid ledge, you still have to hit it where you know the ledge is there and you want to putt straight up. And I didn't do that twice today, and I left myself big breaking putts, and you know, then you got to judge the speed and the control of it, and I didn't do that a couple times, and it really cost me by kind of sloppy irons, not even trying to get cute, you know, with some of these pins. But a lot of them were on the fronts. I'd say a lot of them were not that difficult, but you know, it is when you hit an iron and misjudge the wind and go 30 feet by, you know, then you've got to try and two putt these things, and you know, it's hard. They're not. They're cruising around here at 15 under. I mean, that's unreal.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.